Brian, I'm going to read the question. I'm going to read the statement from the show sheet, and then you're going to answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are the Commanders' keys to victory this Sunday?
Keys to victory this Sunday is run the football, protect the football, and defense don't allow big plays. And what I always say, my last one, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Can't have too many penalties. Do those things, you win the game easily.
Do you think, and this will sound ridiculous, but you're completely right. If they play a clean game, if the sheet is clean this weekend, they should win.
Yeah.
They're the better team. Do you think, what is more likely to you?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota finishes this game, or it goes down to the wire?
These type of games bother me, so I'm going to go down the wire to the wire. I think we'll be ahead, but it's very similar to how it was last week with the Ravens, where they kept that two-score thing, but it seemed close, but they kept the two-score thing ahead, something like that.
I see that. Because that game last week with the Ravens were never really in danger of losing, but it was a good game throughout, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see that. And that's kind of how Vegas sees it, I think. They've got this as an 8-point line. Has that moved at all? Is it still sitting at 8? Did it go to 8.5 or 7.5 or anything? I'll pull it up. Yeah, I still see it at 8. So keep it within a one-score game, most likely. There's not a lot about Carolina that's particularly concerning, frankly, but they run the ball well.
They run the ball
and
well.
And when you run the ball well, you got a chance.
Run the ball well. If you happen to get a great drive running the football, it takes 5, 6, 7 minutes off of it, get a touchdown. The other side normally has to react to that. And I've seen a lot of football in my life, and I've seen some great play callers. I've seen some mediocre play callers. You know what they normally do when after somebody do something like that? They come out tossing it. Instead of coming out and run it, you know what I'm saying? They come out tossing. So it changes your game plan. So ultimately, this is a game where we need to get up.
Yeah, I mean, Washington is second best in the league on third down, staying on the field, converting first downs. They're the best in the league on fourth down. They're 9 of 9 on fourth down all season. You know, they're not always converting in the red zone. They're about middle of the pack red zone-wise as far as scoring. The Panthers, though, dude, 26th in the NFL converting on third down. 22 out of 71.
That's why if they handle those things I said earlier, they win the game.
Well, not to diminish what you said, right? But the path you laid out, it's pretty simple. You're the better team. Don't turn it over. Run the ball.
Yeah.
Get out of here with a dub.
Because what
you know what I mean? Like sometimes there's a business of complicating football to get subscribers. This one ain't that complicated.
Why has this team been in all the games mostly this year? Because they're not turning it over.
Protect the ball.
So you give yourself a chance.
Totally. I got a stat for you. Tress Way has punted 11 times this year.
Mm-hmm. He did that in one game one time, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely had double digits. Tressway's punted 11 times this season. Johnny Hecker is the Panthers' punter. He's a former All-Pro. Hecker can play.
30?
You're guessing 30?
35.
How many punts for Hecker in 6 weeks, Jeffrey?
6 weeks. Ooh, I'm going 30. I'm going 40.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, because I'm thinking six a week. And maybe one we go 7, 8 weeks. Okay, well, 36 then, JP. I'll drop it.
Yeah, I was thinking about 30.
What is it?
25. More than double, Tress. That's honestly a little lower than I would expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you say it, I thought it was going to be super high because they're bad.
It's still pretty high. I mean, it's 4 a week.
Yeah. Not terrible. When you start getting 6 and 7 and higher, That's terrible.
Think about this. Seibert has only been here 5 weeks, right? Because they started with York. Yeah, because week two he kicked the seven. Mm-hmm. In five games, Seibert has 16 field goal attempts and 15 extra points. He's perfect on extra points. Mm-hmm. So that's 30, 31, 32 kicks.
Mm-hmm.
31. Pinero is the Panthers kicker. 10 field goals, 10 extra points.
Yeah, not scoring a lot, not getting in position.
Right. You know what's also interesting is that their offense has been way better since Andy Dalton took over. Not calling it good, but much, much better.
They didn't have to do much to be better, Jay.
Yeah, dude, well, you were right about Bryce Young.
What they were doing, they didn't have to do much to get it better.
Jeff, what's the key to victory this weekend?
I don't want to sound cocky and say I know we're going to score points, but we just really need to score points and play defense. I think we need to force at least two turnovers.
Well, you got the right team for that, Jeff.
Yeah, like this is the time that, you know, we could assert our dominance and really play aggressive. So I'm looking for at least two turnovers. If we at least hold them to at least 2-3 and outs, I think we beat them by 2-3 touchdowns easily.
Coming into this game, the Panthers have lost 10 turnovers.
That's that syndrome, boy. That syndrome good. But he got some confidence with it. I like it.
Yo, in six games, they've lost 10 turnovers.
See, what he said, but the difference between what Jeff used to sound like and what he sounds like now, when he used to say it, he was like, it sounds very hopeful. Now it's like, we got this.
Bro, let's
count. He has more confidence now.
I think we could do this off the top of our head. I think I could do it, frankly, but we could do it. We can make it a team effort. Let's count the Commanders' turnovers this year. There's been so few, we could probably just name them.
Two interceptions.
He threw one at the goal line against Cleveland, and the first one came.
Terry. The one he threw over the middle of the field, Cincinnati to Terry, that was kind of sailed on him a little bit.
Yeah, Cincinnati. I got the fumble.
All right.
McLaurin had the fumble.
Three.
I think that's it. Eckler had the fumble, but OZ recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden, I think, had a fumble that somebody got recovered. I think it was a lineman, right?
I think it's only been three. That's damn good, brother.
Yo, how many turnovers do we think they had through 6 weeks last year?
Ooh. I would go over three. I would damn sure say it's over
Sam
three.
Sam threw four in week three last year.
Against the Bills. So. They had five turnovers against the Bills in week three last year when they lost 37-3 at home.
Okay, so let's find out how many you think.
Through 6 weeks last year, they had five in one game. They had three in the opener.
Eight.
And another two in that Thursday nighter against the Bears where they got debacled. So that's 10. A freaking 10.
In 3 weeks?
Through 6 weeks last year, they had 10 turnovers.
That's all.
Through 6 weeks this year, they have three.
Yeah.
That could be the difference.
Very much so. Very much
so. Tobo, what's your key to winning this thing?
Honestly, for me, I don't want to sound like I'm too overconfident, but you're the better football team. Take care of business. Don't have a letdown.
Is Jeff rubbing off on Toby?
No, I mean.
They said the same thing. I don't want to sound too overconfident.
But just take care of business. If you go out there and play well, which. Everything so far, they've played decently good football. They went up to Baltimore, they had some jitters early, and then they settled in and played well. Just go out there and play your game, and you should win the football game, unless something crazy happens and Andy Dalton turns the clock back. I don't see that happening, so
yeah.
Just go out there and play a good game, and you should find a way to win.
What I think is the thing that they do is they don't worry about the other squad. They worry about making sure that they correct their things and play up to their ability. If they do that, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's they don't strike me as a group. You can't let down when you never get too high. And you're coming off a loss. Like the one thing I think we have to separate as fans or analysts or whatever the hell is they still lost last week.
Yeah, they lost.
And it's the Ravens. They're a good team.
That's
but
the thing about it. Like,
you can't have a letdown after a loss.
Yeah, like, no, but the people like talking about trap games and stuff like that, that doesn't fit in this situation. You know, normally a trap game, you go out there, you got a conference game or division rival coming after a team that just fits in that not supposed to be real good. And I don't think that they, I really don't think this team thinks like that.
It better not. It's, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't think they think like that. I think they're always trying to improve. And, you know, whether he's a rookie or not, that quarterback, people look towards him, especially when you got one that has a lot of confidence. And if they see how he's working and what he's saying and what he's thinking, they follow suit. So if they follow what he's saying, everybody's trying to get better at their craft. And if they get better, then they're going to beat the team that's coming in. If they were just worrying about the team coming in, then they say, oh, we won't have to work too hard for that. And that's when you get your ass kicked.
Listen, I mean, the numbers through 6 weeks, you can start to trust. They're starting to tell you a story. This isn't that small of a sample size anymore. Carolina comes in 28th in points scored. There's how many teams are there in the league? Just somebody refresh my memory. I believe there's 32. They're 28th. In points scored, 25th in yards gained. Defensively, they're dead last in points surrendered. They have a minus 100 point differential. They're 29th in yards allowed. They're in six games, the total score has been 203 to 103.
Mm.
In six games, Washington has scored 329.
What?
That can't be right.
That ain't possible at all, dude.
You know what? I got the wrong page.
Oh, I forgot his math. Yeah,
I had the wrong page.
I'm texting Jeff. I mean, Greg, who can't read
in six
games. And I'm listening to you, who damn sure can't add.
I had last year's page up. In six,
they didn't score 300 in six games last year.
I had the full season page.
Oh,
in six games they've scored 178 points.
Okay. That sounds better.
Yo, last year, in 17 games, they scored 329.
Yeah. The only way to do it is something magnificent.
I mean, what's 178 times 3?
It's 178 times
520-ish.
24, carry it, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, 5-something.
Listen. I'm not trying to get ahead of my skis. I will quote the governor of the great state of Maryland, though, who said the Commanders are a playoff team. Should they be a playoff team means they're playing 18 games. Right? 17 regular season. If you're a playoff team, you at least get one.
Yeah, at least get one.
So whatever 178 times 3 is, if you just extrapolate a little, that could be their 18-game point total. That's a lot of points, Tobo. You look around football, not just the NFL, but college football especially. They've changed the rules so that offense matters more. That's just the facts. You can try to disrupt that if you want, but they've changed the rules so offense matters more. If you can outscore everybody, you got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean nothing. If you outscore everybody, but if you can't stop nobody, that's the problem. So what has to happen is we keep scoring a lot. What did the man say yesterday? If they score 20, we win the game. Did Joe Witt say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to stop them from scoring over 20.
It's going to be interesting to see. These are not good defenses on the field, but the Panthers are really bad. Dead last in the league in points allowed. Washington, 22nd in the league, points allowed, yards allowed.